James 1:13. The Lord put this on my heart, and I think we'll see some things out of it. And you'll see my point. Let me get some stuff out, and then you'll see my point. James 1:13, when you're tempted, don't ever say, God is tempting me. Got it?
Right.
For God is incapable of being tempted by evil, and he is never the source of temptation. We agree? Instead, it is each person's own desires and thoughts that drag them into evil and lure them away into darkness. Evil desires give birth to evil actions, and when sin is fully mature, it can murder you. So, my friends, don't be fooled by your own desires. Every gift God freely gives is good and perfect, streaming down from the Father of lights, who shines from the heavens with no hidden shadow or darkness, and is never subject to change. God was delighted to give birth by the truth of his infallible word so that we would fulfill his chosen destiny for us and become the favorite ones out of all his creation. And so, hello, favorite ones. Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but I have had favor ever since the angels came. We had an outstanding time out in New Mexico. I mean, God moved. It was wonderful. And people's lives were changed, and our lives were changed. Being with them is just wonderful. But just these little things happening, I'm going to tell you one favor, and Randy will especially appreciate this. So when you fly Southwest, you know, you get the A group, the B group, the C group. So we didn't do anything special, and I didn't pay for anything special. And I was A9 and Deb was A10 on the way out. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, really.
That's
good.
The favor of God.
Yeah.
I'm usually B26. Bingo. Yeah, no, anyway. But on the way back, so we were busy on Sunday. We were meeting with everybody and all this. So I forgot to check in. So I checked in 4 hours later, and Deb was A12 and I was A13.
Wow. We got on and off a lot faster.
And it was just wonderful. And the flight attendant obviously was from Austin on the way back, because she got on the microphone and said, okay, y'all. I thought, this is a good day. Anyway, stuff like that happened to us all weekend. It's just a blessing. So I know you've been having some things like that. That's the favor of God. You better count it. You better thank God for it, because it only gets bigger. I've just turned down 2 preaching dates outside of the church. They're coming. They're rolling in. Can you come? And no, I got to stay with my family. But I will go do some, but I need to stay with y'all for a while. Now, so this verse right here is reminding us of this. God is not the tempter, right?
Right.
We know who is, and we're going to get to that verse in just a minute. God is a good father. He gives beneficial gifts, if you go look up the Greek here, beneficial gifts. He birthed us into a destiny that he chose for us, right? Hey, I am now living the life that has already been prepared for me by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Right now, I'm in it. And when I said that, all the unseen world just alerted. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now here's the tempter. We got to go through this, church, so bear with me. 1 Peter 5:8. Be well balanced and always alert, because your enemy, the devil, roams around incessantly like a roaring lion. He's not one, but he acts like it, looking for prey to devour. Take a decisive stand against him and resist his every attack with strong, vigorous faith, for you know that your believing brothers and sisters around the world are experiencing the same kind of troubles you endure. So here's what we have. We have a good God. We have an enemy who's looking for a way in. And then there's us. Our spirit is born again, right? The fruits have already been given to us by the Spirit of God over there in Galatians. We see the fruits of the Spirit belong to us. They're in us. But we also have this flesh, right? And so we have a will. And so we can choose every day whether we're going to go with the flesh and the natural or whether we're going to follow after the Spirit. You didn't get saved from that. You're going to have to make those choices every day. In fact, people that aren't born again, they don't really have a choice. They can do good stuff, but they don't have the power we have to say no. Okay? So, what is evil? Evil in the Greek is actually the word worthless. It's the word worthless, and it's bad, ill, harmful, wicked, depraved, right? So you can choose worthlessness, you can choose evil, or you can choose to follow after the Spirit of God. So God birthed this in you, you have this good life, he empowered you with grace then. He empowered you to do what's right. He blessed you with the strength to come through these things. The enemy attempts and accuses, but you're the one that has to make the choice. Walk with me. I'm going somewhere that you'll like. So you choose whether you're going to give into the flesh, you're going to give into the Spirit. Now, I know this may all sound very simple to you guys because you've been around a long time, but I need to make sure that everybody understands this, okay? So you still have to resist the devil. You still have to. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You still have to.
Yeah, right.
He's been defeated, but he's a deceiver.
Right.
The only thing he has going for him is that he can lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's powerless. He has to talk you into talking.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just empowered him in your life.
That's right.
Got it?
Yeah.
The way you empower him is to talk about your feelings. Say ugly things about other people, have a bad attitude, or so on and so on. Y'all know this. Y'all know that he is the deceiver. Now, so what then is sin? Now, I never want you to get into sin consciousness. I don't want you navel gazing and all the time looking at what you did wrong, but I want you to know what it is. That's why we're going here. Just want you to know what it is. Well, it's called the works of the flesh. And I think sometimes there's a list of sins that we look to and then other things that we bypass because we don't really think about them being sins. Like a lot of people don't think worry is, but it's actually pride. Yeah. So Galatians 5:19 says this. Now here's a list, and I'm giving them to you in the Passion Translation so that you can get a grip because sometimes it's harder in the King James to understand emulations and all these other words. So this is basically what the works of the flesh are. Sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment when others are favored, temper tantrums, angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions. Isn't that good?
Oh, wow.
Now, don't run off on your thinking. You gotta hear me on this next thing I'm gonna say. You gotta hear me, okay? Being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and other similar behavior. Now, here's the statement. I want to make sure you understand what this means. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? Okay? Now, wait. That doesn't mean you're going to hell. Okay? Just hold that thought right there. Also, we know there are the Ten Commandments. You don't have any other gods before God. And that's not just Buddha. That's whatever you're putting before God, which could be you. No graven images. So, you don't pray to a statue. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. And that's not just damn.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's saying that he causes sickness.
Right.
That's saying that he does evil.
Yeah.
Things like that. So don't take the Lord's name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day separated or holy. Hey, that's a commandment.
Yeah.
We don't do the Ten Commandments anymore. Well, we used to. They're still good. They're boiled down to two laws now. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. But it's the same stuff. You still, if you're going to walk in love, you're going to do these things. Don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery, don't lie, don't covet, and honor your father and mother. Now, I want to go back to this. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? Now get this, church. This is not you're losing heaven.
Yeah.
This is that you're blocking the kingdom from flowing.
There you go. Yeah.
And it's not, oh, I did something bad and boom, everything's blocked.
No.
It's that stuff gets in the way and not everything God wants for you is getting through. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're like, when are we going to get to the fun part? Well, we're working on it. Actually, that's fun to know that Jesus took care of it. Okay, now, so we want to keep the kingdom flow going. We want to keep this favor thing flowing. And so let's go over to Romans 6, and I want to show you something, and we're going to walk mindfully through this and the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, because this will just take care of all of it right here. Romans 6, 7, and 8 will take care of all of it if you get it. Okay, we're only going to do Romans 6 tonight. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? Let it not be. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized in Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Got it? So the other day, you actually did a prophetic enactment of what you already did, right? Okay. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we've been joined together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. So, things got taken care of when you were born again. Now, walk with me a little further. Knowing this. Now, what does knowing this mean? All Christians should know this. That's what Paul is saying. All Christians should know this, that our old man is crucified with him. It's just a deeper thing if you can get it, because let me tell you this. The word here with him, with, is the word son, S-U-N, in Greek. And this is what it means. You were crucified. You were crucified as he was.
Wow. Wow.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Wow.
See, we don't want to go there. We don't want to go there because it's too holy. But if you're in him, he paid. Hallelujah. You paid. I hope you could swallow that. That's what it says in the Greek,
amen.
That you did it.
Yeah.
You were crucified with him because you were in him.
Man.
It would be like this if you were checking out at the restaurant across there and they said, you need to pay, but then John had already paid the bill. And so I'd say, oh, I already paid. Actually, John did. It's like that.
Yeah.
I already paid, but actually John paid. See,
yeah.
It's that kind of, we're never going to, not say it wasn't Jesus, but you were in on it because you stepped into him. So you're dead to sin. You're dead to sin. That's my point. You are. Okay. As he was, in order that the body of sin might be destroyed. Okay. That from now on, we should not serve sin. For he who died has been justified from sin. But if we died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him, knowing that when Christ was raised from the dead, he dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him, or us. Now, for in that he died to sin once, but in that he lives, he lives to God. Now, I want you to pay very mindful attention to this verse right here. Likewise, the Hebrew word there, I mean, the King James there says, reckon yourselves, remember? Reckon yourselves. This is what I want you to think about. View yourself. Likewise, view yourselves also to be truly dead to sin. Picture yourself dead to sin. Picture yourself dead to sin, but alive to God. Okay? So you're dead to the power of sin, but you're alive to the power of God. Now, so see yourself dead to sin and confess that you're dead to sin. Right? That's what this is saying. Now, therefore, do not let, now listen to this is good. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey its lust, because it gets out of hand sometimes. In other words, don't be pressured. Mm-hmm. Don't let anything pressure you. Don't let it take the lead.
Amen. Right.
And you might go there for a minute, but you can reel it back in.
Yes,
you can. You might go there for an hour, but you can reel it back in. I mean, let's be honest. It happens. Okay, so do not, verse 13, do not yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourself to God as one alive from God, and your members as instruments of the righteousness of God, for sin shall not have dominion over you. So that's what you're saying. No, I'm not going to act like that. No, I'm not going to hit you back. Okay? No, I'm not going to blame you. No, whatever it is. Okay? So, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? Let it not be. Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves as slaves for obedience, you are slaves to him whom you obey? So the moment you go ahead and head off into the lust of the flesh or whatever and act out in your flesh, you just became the slave of it.
Yeah?
Whether it is of sin to death or obedience to righteousness. You could be the slave of righteousness. The power is... it has got you. You've got righteousness can have you, or you can go down the other trail. It doesn't change your salvation, church. But in that moment, you're trying to be captured by the evil one to sow some bad seeds. Okay. Now, it's going to get better. But thanks be to our, this is 17, but thanks be to our God that you who were slaves of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine, or what it's saying, that model of instruction, okay, to which you were delivered. So you're going to go God's way, he's saying. Praise God. Then being made free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in the manner of men because of the weakness of your flesh, as you have yielded your members as slaves to uncleanness and to lawless act, even so now yield your members as slaves to righteousness, unto holiness. For when you were the slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit did you have then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and having become slaves to God, you have your fruit to holiness and everlasting life. Okay? So, And here it is. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all know that verse. So the payment for sin is deadly. The gift of God is perpetual Zoe. Okay? So this is what I want you to take from what everything I just said. In this chapter, the Apostle Paul changes the motivation for holy living. Holy means separate. Okay? The motivation used to be good so you can earn God's approval. The motivation for being good now is not to get God's approval. You already have it. You already have His love. It's not going to change. The motivation now, listen to me, is to shut the enemy out. The motivation for doing good is, and we're not going to even go here tonight, but it's about love. Well, we will a little bit. It's about loving people, but it's about shutting the enemy out. So if you're, we don't ever want you to go back to, if I could just quit sinning, God would love me. No, God loved you and He already paid for your sins. But while you're walking on the earth, you can open the door to the enemy. Now, don't tell me you can't, because everybody within the sound of my voice has missed it somewhere and you've paid the consequence of it. Or something's been blocked out. If it was just all working, we would all be glorious right now. Very wealthy, very healthy, everything. We wouldn't have any troubles. But because the storms of life come, because we make bad decisions, because other people make bad decisions, we go through stuff, right? But the point is, we can help ourselves and each other if we will shut the door to things that open it to Him.
Right.
Right. So that's why I said everything I said, so that you could see that we're not trying to be good.
Yeah.
We're choosing the nature of God and following after the Spirit.
That's right.
And He empowers us by this grace that He gave us to do what's right, do it right, because it's right. We're living in His nature. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to get something we already have. That's what Adam and Eve did.
Yeah.
They already had it. But the devil said, you don't have everything you need. But if you eat this, you will. So he tempted them. They took it. And it actually caused them to fall out into the death cycle.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what we don't want to do. Are you with me?
Yes.
So you got to stay on that side. Don't start getting all sin conscious. Just resist the devil.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. Now, we resist sin because the action of sin will give place to the devil, open the doors. God does not impute sin to us, but Satan does. Okay? Satan does. He tempts, he snares, he accuses, and he condemns. He's a legalist, and he goes to the courts of heaven. And he said, Roxy's not been doing all that great, and I can see what she's been doing, and I can legally get into her because she opened the door. Well, Roxy's going to beat him to court.
Yeah. Come on.
By the way, we now have a new baby Jersey cow out in Raton, and her name is Roxy.
She's so cute.
And she's the offspring of Vincent and Avery. Yeah. Y'all seen Vincent? Oh, Lord. That's quite a bull. And he's full of bull. But anyway, I wanted to go down and see her, and we got down there. She's about that big, and she's got those little black Jersey eyes. She's so cute, and she's so sweet. And so Jim said, I think her name's Roxy. So far, y'all have a chicken named after me and a cow. Okay, anyway, so thought y'all just might want to know that. Now, the devil's the legalist. He's going to try to come in there and block your goodness if he can catch you in a situation. God's not mad at you. God already knows what you did. He didn't find out when you confessed it. He knows what you're up to. But he's still not mad at you. Get over that. He's not mad at you. It is good to go talk to him, though. The thing is that Jesus already fulfilled the law for you. And then he paid for you breaking it. So that's already done. However, while you're on this earth, you could be tempted. You could get in your flesh, and then you could stop the flow. And I don't want your favor stopping. I don't want my favor. So I thought the reason why I read all this to you was just to make you aware. Don't let him in. Okay? Don't let him in. If something happens quickly, just take care of it. Run to Daddy and say, hey, just keep that fellowship open with God. Okay. So favor is a flow. Love is a flow. And I just submit to you that kingdom advantages, they're all a flow and they're benefits to letting it flow. So it's just not automatic, though. You've got to keep an open stream. You have to keep an open relationship. And so things get cloudy when you get into things that you shouldn't get into. Now, I want you to get this verse again. Romans 6:11. Likewise, reckon, view yourselves also to be truly dead to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ the Lord. See yourself dead to sin and confess that you are dead to sin, because dead men don't get offended. Dead men don't lust. Dead men don't fight. Dead men don't take account of evil done to them. They don't do anything. Well, the living part of you enjoys life, but sin is dead. You're dead to it. You just need to remember that. Okay? So, see yourself alive to God. See, God is love. Love forgives. Love won't stay offended. Love doesn't cheat. Love doesn't bear false witness. You know all the 1 Corinthians 13 stuff, right? So, I just wanted to name just a few things right here before we close. This is some of the things that are really at the top of the list that would help you watch out for the enemy and just to keep things going smooth for you, okay? And the first one, of course, is to forgive. When you get into unforgiveness, you're blocking. Jesus told us that in Mark 11:25-26, right? He said, if you don't forgive, your heavenly Father can't forgive you. It's not that God's holding out. The flow stops.
True.
The flow stops. Mm-hmm. It gets clogged up. And so if you need to forgive, remember this. Forgiveness is a choice. When you see that person again and they're putting the hate on you and you feel like you want to rile up, just remember, it's none of your business whether they love you. It's your business to love them. And if you live in that, you're going to be okay. You don't have to gauge it and be concerned about it. Let the Lord deal with it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, just let the Lord deal with it. But it's a choice. And when the enemy says, you feel that Tabasco sauce coming up your legs right now. You didn't forgive. No, it was a choice. It wasn't your feelings. Mm-hmm. You don't go by your feelings. You go by your choices. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit will catch your feelings up with the truth if you'll allow him. Mm-hmm. Church, let your feelings, let the Holy Spirit comfort you concerning Charlie.
Yes, that's right.
Let the Holy Spirit comfort you concerning him. You need to be comforted. You're making the right choices. You choose to love. You need to let him comfort you and catch your feelings up with the truth. Remember, we're eternal. And we're just moving through this era right now. And it's greater than you know. It's greater than we all know. Now, so the scripture there, Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and sin not. Now, this is really big right here. Get this. This will help you. This has helped us so many times. Let not the sun go down on your wrath.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jesse and Kathy have a saying. If they get mad and the day's wearing on, they'll say, sun going down. One of us has to say something here. Sun going down. Sun going down. Don't let the sun go down. Don't go to bed with that.
Right.
Don't go to sleep with that anger. Yeah. All you have to do is choose. Yeah. Don't lay there and toss and turn. Oh, that. I knew I shouldn't have married that girl. Or what? No. Sun going down. I can't believe after all these years they treated me that way. Sun going down. It's a good. We've used that several times, and then we both bust out laughing. I'm like, hey, sun going down. Okay, you know, praise the Lord. Now, so neither give place to the devil, the scripture says. Don't steal. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. So in other words, God believes that if you work with your hands, you'll have enough to even give. Praise the Lord. So you don't have to steal anything. You don't have to cook the books. You don't have to take, you don't have to steal the taxes or anything else. You can flow. Amen. The next thing is, so far we're like, chill your anger. Amen. Y'all don't like that one, do you? Let's try it again. Sun's going down, y'all. Okay. Now, so don't steal. And listen, you're thinking, I don't steal. I'm way past that. Well, check it out. We're probably real close to not doing that. But you could check it out. Sometimes I think we think some things are okay and they're not. Okay. The other thing is stop the evil talk. Yeah. Ephesians 4:29, we're just right there in those verses. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. So you might not want to go poison someone else about somebody else.
Yeah, that's right.
You might not want to do that because that's evil talk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I love Kevin, but let me tell you. No, I love Kevin, period. You don't need to poison anybody or have any other kind of evil talk. Or what about evil talk about your own body? Or what about anything? Let it go. There's a lot of people that just got fired for their evil talk. Praise the Lord. So say some good things. And I don't think we need to even stay too long on this. I actually talked about this out there. I said, you find something good. Be a good finder. Find something good to say about people.
Right.
The next thing is verse 30. It's about obeying. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So obedience is simply following the map, following the GPS. Do this, do this. Hey, don't do this. Hey, watch yourself right here. In other words, we're getting over to Romans 8 right now. There's no condemnation for those who follow after the Spirit. You're just going to flow condemnation free. Satan can't get to you.
That's right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. He's the one that brings it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Put it away. The next thing, I just put love in here because it was there in the verses, verse 32. Be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So he's like, yeah, Pastor, we know all this. Hurry up. No, stop and think about it. Stop and think about loving people. Here's one maybe you don't think about too much. Do not avenge yourself. Romans 12:19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. You don't have to do it. Why? Because there's already a big L-O-R-D system set up that you're going to reap what you sow. So if someone is doing you harm, coming against you, stealing from you, doing that, you're God's kid. And that system will come in and boomerang back on them.
Amen.
You know what my confession is? That my name is spoken in places where it needs to be heard, and it's spoken in favor. And anyone who's speaking otherwise, it can just boomerang back on them.
Amen.
And God will take care of that. I'm not going to. I don't have to avenge myself. Okay. Then this is a good one, and maybe some of y'all haven't thought about this, but parents, do not provoke your children. Ephesians 6:4 says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. What does that mean? Because we've said it all our lives. But what does that really mean, don't provoke your children to wrath? Well, it means this. If you punish your child in anger, you just taught them anger. If you command them to go clean their room with an angry voice, you just taught them anger. You provoked them to wrath. If you use a certain style of, I told you, you better get in there. You're provoking them. It should be, son or daughter, need you to go clean your room. I told you to go clean your room. You didn't clean your room? Okay, here's the punishment. Don't change your tone. Don't do it in anger. God didn't do it to you in anger. He just made it right. But you provoke your children when you manipulate them. When you use... Well, hey, I know full well about this. That when I was raised up, it was like that. By God, you better... You know, and you teach your children to be angry. I thought that was kind of good. If Dad can talk to me with that angry voice, then it must be okay. Okay, here's the next one. Stealing the tithe. This will open the door to the enemy. The devourer can come in. Achan, so they won Jericho, and the God always wants the first. He didn't want the second or the third. He always wants the first. Why? He set it up that way because if you give the first or tithe the first, then the whole rest of what you have comes up under the kingdom. And so in the garden, he said, don't take of that. That's mine. That tree's mine. You can have this. You can have all these. Don't do that. Stay off of this one. So when they were fighting Jericho and they brought down the walls, he said, now everything in there is mine. But Achan, y'all know the story. Achan, the King James is going to say he put the cursed thing in his tent. But if you go look up the Hebrew, it's the devoted thing. He took what was devoted to God and he hid it in his tent. And so when they go to the next battle, it's called Ai, they lost the battle, right? Y'all know the story. Okay, they lost the battle. So when you get God's stuff mixed in with your stuff that wasn't your stuff, it doesn't just affect your finances, church. Are y'all listening to me? It will affect your family. It will affect your whole life not to put God first. And so there's a stop up there. So yeah, the money will not be good. That's true. But also it's the devourer that gets in and can, and in our case, the devourer has been rebuked, but the lie of the devourer gets in there and begins to be a little Pac-Man and eat away wherever he can in the family situation and do whatever he can. He's a legalist. And for anyone listening that's saying, we're not under the law anymore, we don't need to tithe. Abraham wasn't under the law, and he tithed. Noah wasn't, he tithed. They tithed all the way. They tithed way before the law. And we are tithing to Jesus, the high priest. according to Hebrews. And Jesus told them, yeah, you need to do better than just pinching out the little tithe on these little things. But he said, but you ought to. He didn't say not to. So, and it's too late for me. I already know it works very well, so I'm happy to do it. But if you take something that isn't yours, particularly if it belongs to God, now he still loves you. He's not doing it. Once again, it opens the door to the enemy.
True.
So it's not trusting God with your life. It's trusting you with your life. And some people, I could preach this till the kingdom manifests, and they're not going to do it. And their life will just loop. And the troubles will keep coming. And they'll just say, well, we couldn't afford it. Or at our house, we tithe to our household. Or whatever lie they make up that's so ridiculous. But if you put God first, the enemy will be shut out. He'll be shut out of your finances, but he'll also be shut out of your home life.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. I hope you received that, because I'm right about it. Hallelujah. So, but it, once again, it's a choice. And if you participate with the kingdom, walking in the Spirit, or you can participate with your five senses. The kingdom says, oh yeah, we got everything you need. I'm God and I'm your source. People are your channels. Your job is a channel. If it shuts down, your source didn't shut down. God's not going to leave you or forsake you. But you have to choose for him to be your source. You have to qualify. You have to nail that down in your life that this is how it is with him. Or you can sit, get, and go all the time. Just make church a place where you, I guess I know I'm supposed to be there. Or you can be the church.
That's right.
And be locked into what he's doing and have all the success you want to have. You're like, well, I'm doing all right. I think I'm having success. Well, think how much more you could have if it was all unblocked. I think this is really good.
It is.
I hope you are okay with it. So those are just a few things that'll open the door to the thief. So we want to keep him out. So here's the secret, and y'all know it real easy. Follow after the Spirit. How do you do that? Say so. Lord, I lean on you. Oh, Lord, I messed up. I'm coming to the courtrooms of heaven. I command a crop failure over what I just said. Lord, forgive me for getting mad at Deb or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, you need to do that. She just looked up and grinned at me like, you better, sister. Sisters are a blessing, aren't they? Listen, no matter how you feel about somebody, at least do it for yourself, which I feel really good about you, sis. But do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for love. Do it for your children. Do it because it works. Do it because life isn't just all about you. It's not. Well, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not committing to anything. Okay, we'll see what happens, how the devourer can get in. But I'm not. So follow after the Spirit. Because in the Spirit, there's no condemnation. If you follow after the Spirit and you mess up, you just jump right back. Hey, Father. Hey, Abba. I know I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Oops, that was a mistake. Just get right back in there. Run to him, not from him.
Yeah, that's good.
And get the devil out of the way.
That's good.
Man, I smarted off. Just go to him. I was worrying. Y'all, I went down a worry path and didn't realize I was doing it not so long ago. And I was like, I don't know about this. This doesn't seem like it's going to work out. I don't know if this is going to work out. Deb, I just don't know if this is going to. And all of a sudden, a light came on. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're fleshing out.
Yeah.
You're getting on things that doesn't matter. God needs to straighten it out. I don't know what we're going to do about this. You're not going to do anything about it. You're going to submit to God and let Him tell you what to do. Life is so easy if you just let the Holy Spirit tell you what to do in every situation. I was writing some notes and I said, I'm going to preach on this. And the Lord said, no, you're not. I said, I'm not going to preach on that. That's all you have to do. Or, I'm going to go this. I was making some big plans for November. I had somewhere I wanted to go. I'm going to go, and this is going to be good, and I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to go make a big speech to Deb about it, and then I'll make a big speech to Danny, and it's all going to be good. And all of a sudden, it just went, and I went, no speeches, no nothing. Take it off the table. Doesn't mean I won't get to some point. It's just the wrong timing. Amen. So if we just follow. Now, having said all this, let me just go ahead and read Romans 8 so you won't go out of here going, man, I've let the devil in. Well, kick him out. Anytime, any day, any hour, any minute, just kick him out. He's just a liar. But you remember, it's not God, it's Him. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of Christ, a life in Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's what he's trying to use on you, is the law of sin and death. He's trying to take the law and make you pay. Yeah. And you're already above the law.
Yeah.
You're already above the law. But because he can lie and because he's a legalist, he'll try to go into the heavenly realm and start making things come back to you, and you've opened the door to it, and the little imps that work with him will come in and start sending little foxes to you.
Right.
Our big ones. People are like, why did that happen? Why did that happen? Because doors got left open. And it could be as simple as what someone said or what they refused to do.
Yeah, that's good.
It's just the truth. So we watch ourselves and we follow after the Spirit. Some of my favorite people, meaning Pastor, he went to heaven way early. God didn't take him. God took him after he left his body. But God didn't say, I'm going to take John. I'll make him sick and I'll take him. God didn't do that. But somehow a door got left open. And he told us that. He said, this is between me and Jesus, and don't you dare go against the word. The word says we're healed.
Yeah, amen.
He ran out of time before he got his faith in the right place. And I would say this about preachers. If you get an attack, you better deal with the attack and not just keep going.
Yeah.
You have to eat for yourself.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death. Now, he had to say that to us. To be carnal, in other words, it sends you over to the death cycle. Why? Because the natural world's in it. The natural world is in the death cycle. But when you step over into the other realm, the spirit realm, you're flowing. Everything gets out of the way. Amen. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, But you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. So be it if the Spirit of God dwell in you. And he does. So no condemnation, no navel gazing, no picking yourself apart. But when Holy Spirit goes, oh yeah, you're right. Or when Holy Spirit says, go on to church, go. Or when Holy Spirit says, talk to that person, do it. Or when Holy Spirit says, be quiet. Be quiet. When the Holy Spirit says you need to ask them to forgive you, then do it. Just do what he says. But see, there's that pride issue. I'm not asking them after what they did to me. It's not about them. It's about you and God and the flow. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Father, we're not going to go around being all sin conscious, but we are going to follow the Spirit of God so that the devourer cannot get in, get our favor, get our grace. We are a strife-free zone. Yes. And we will not allow strife to stop the flow of the Spirit in this church.
That's right.
So everyone will get strife-free or get out the door. And I mean it in Jesus' name. We're not going to strive with one another. There's no competition here. No competition. And if you're upset with someone, sun going down. If you're, go call them. Go call them after church. Say something to them. Now, there are people who have left your life that you just need to leave them alone. But if someone, if it comes up and God tells you to, then do something. Say something nice about them, pray for them, and if God has you do something for them, do something for them. If he doesn't, just go with the Holy Ghost. But you're, somebody, somewhere, will say something ugly about you someday. Maybe not as much as they do to one of y'all in here. That probably, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I was kidding. I command a crop fair over it in the name of Jesus. Just forgive. It wasn't bothering you before you knew it. It wasn't bothering you before you knew they were talking about you, but once you learned they were talking about you, then you were bothered about it. Let it go. I've had people report to me that people in this very congregation are out gossiping, saying ugly things about me, and then they come to church, and I would just put it on them. I love you. Never heard another thing. Don't care. Yeah. Just love. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
It's none of my business.
Yep.
None of my business. Yep. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we pray for the internet audience. We bless you. We love you. Favor, 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 favor. We thank God for the favor on your life. And we thank God that you'll make the right choices, that you'll be blessed. It's that easy, just making choices and let the Holy Spirit empower you, catch you up with the truth. You can walk by the Spirit. You don't have to be all sin conscious. You just need to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye.